This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, beautiful, beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's been a while. A lot of things have happened in the past months. I've been on an incredible and long trip to Europe. My incredible event happened, and it's been 4 weeks that I've been back home in Chile. I have very, very exciting plans for the last months of the year, and I'm in a great flow. And so things are going really well. And the podcast that I'm recording for you today is one that has been on the shelves for a while now. And I was actually reminded by an Instagram post that I read yesterday that I also shared in my stories about worthiness. And this post reminded me about having to record this podcast because it's such an important topic. And if this is something you're currently dealing with, I want to help you to break through it because it's a destructive thing to do for you and your business. And I'm talking about connecting your worthiness to your revenue. It's a big block towards growth. And if you are doing this, I want to give you the tools to stop it as soon as possible. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about what it looks like when you connect your worthiness to your revenue. How can you identify that you're doing that? I'm going to tell you why this is so destructive, why you want to stop doing this. And obviously, I'm also going to help you and give you a few very effective tools to help you do that, because I've been there. I've been doing this also. So I know exactly how you can shift this. So let me start by explaining to you what it looks like when you connect your worthiness to your revenue. During the quote-unquote bad months, and I mean when less money comes in, you're not booking too many clients, or maybe you're not booking any clients, you don't feel as good about yourself as you feel when you are hitting a revenue goal or money is flowing and you're selling a lot. When your revenue is lower, you have a dip, or maybe you're not earning anything. You have thoughts of insecurity, self-doubt, and you feel less worthy. If this is something you recognize, that difference in the way you feel about yourself when you have quote-unquote a good month in regards to having a quote-unquote bad month, then that's a sign that you are connecting your worthiness to your revenue. And that is something you want to break through, because it's not good for you and it's not good for your business. A few things happen when you connect your worthiness to your revenue. The first thing is that you are in an emotional roller coaster, because your revenue is unstable because you're an entrepreneur. And that means your sense of worthiness, therefore, is unstable. It goes up and down. And so you are in an emotional roller coaster that doesn't feel good. And I've had people say, but shouldn't my revenue be consistent? Or I've had people be frustrated, why is my revenue not consistent? That's the nature of being an entrepreneur. If you want consistent income, you need to get an office job. Then you are secured of an income. But the beauty of entrepreneurship is that it's unstable, and that allows for, you know, the sky is the limit. That allows you to create an incredible amount of money. But it also means you could have dips. And it's something you wanna embrace. If you don't embrace inconsistency in revenue, you set yourself up for frustration. And also, don't trust business coaches that promise consistent 10 or 20 or whatever K months, because that is bullshit. Yes, you can get to an average of XYZ months over the year. There's no such thing as consistency, and it's not something you want to aim for. But that's not my point. My point is that when you connect your worthiness to your revenue, that's not good for your well-being. You won't feel stable inside. Another thing is that it means that your worthiness comes from outside. You retrieve your worthiness from external factors, in this case your revenue, but you might also retrieve it from other things. And if you retrieve your revenue from things outside yourself, it will never be enough. You will always be chasing worthiness, because that's a gap you can't close. Why? Because true worthiness comes from inside. That's something you're gonna find inside. And when you do, it's the best feeling ever, because it will always be there and nothing can take it away from you. You're gonna feel so strong and grounded. So if you find yourself looking outside yourself for your feeling of worthiness, remind yourself of that and shift that. Another thing is it affects your growth. It affects your business growth, because when you feel low and you lack a sense of worthiness, then you're not as productive as you can be. You're not as confident as you need to be to effectively market and sell your services or your product. You're not as focused as you can be. And so it does affect your growth as well. And the last thing I want to mention is, I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but by connecting your worthiness to your revenue, or depending your worthiness on your revenue, you put a huge pressure on money. Because now you need money because you need self-worth. Everybody wants to feel worthy. And money can't flow when it's under pressure. It's like you're saying to money, without you, I'm nothing. I need you. Can you feel that neediness? And that neediness, well, if you've been listening to this podcast before, or you know anything about how energy works, you know that the energy of neediness doesn't attract whatever it is that you need. It's quite the opposite. So I think that I have convinced you of why the habit of connecting your worthiness, depending your worthiness on your revenue, is unhelpful. Healthy self-worth is not affected by anything outside yourself. Nothing. Not your bank account, your race, your age, whether you're healthy or sick, whether you're married or single or divorced, or you have a good relationship with your parents or your kids or not. You are worthy, period. Period. Take that in. You are worthy no matter what. And if you somehow find yourself thinking otherwise, know that that's something that you want to fix and you can't fix. I remember a few years ago, I think it was about probably around 3 years ago, I suddenly realized that my self-worth, self-love was conditional. I found myself saying at one point to myself, I will be so proud of myself when I hit this and this and this goal, or when I can make this happen, or when X, Y, Z. And obviously that was something that made me unstable for the reasons that I've just mentioned. Now my goal, whatever came behind I'm so proud when, became more important. I would only be proud if it became very conditional, and whatever that goal was became more important because my worthiness, my love for myself depended on it. All right, that was my son who came into my office. But my point is that it becomes very hard to detach from that goal or that thing that you depend your worthiness or your self-love on. And we all know that being able to detach from your goal is very important in order to get there. And so, yeah, this wasn't working for me, obviously. And thank God that I realized that. And I also realized how destructive it was for me and my business. And I changed that. And this changed the game for me. I started saying to myself on a daily basis, I'm proud of you. Well done. Great job. No matter what, because that's the key. No matter what happened that day, no matter if I sold something or I didn't sell something or I made a mistake or whatever happened, I would tell myself every day, well done, I'm proud of you. And that was a huge game changer for me. I started feeling better almost instantly about myself. My worthiness became stable and unconditional, so I wasn't in a roller coaster anymore. But also, I became less afraid to fail, because failing would not impact my worthiness. So I became bolder, took bigger action, showed up more. So, yeah, for me, this realization and shifting that, disconnecting the two completely, was very, very important for my business growth. So now let me give you a few tools on how you can disconnect that for yourself. My first advice would be, look at what it has done to you and make the decision to stop doing that. So look at the pattern you've been having, what the effect has been on you and maybe also on your business, and make a clear decision to stop doing that. And start, just like I did, to show yourself love. Change the dialogue with yourself. Start being nice to yourself and be proud of yourself and see yourself as worthiness and incredible and awesome and amazing no matter what. That's the key. I do it when I have a hard time. You know, I'm like, Rihanna, that was hard, but you did that. You faced that. You showed up for it and I'm proud of you. And yeah. It might sound strange to you to speak to yourself like that, but it's extremely powerful. And I highly recommend that you start doing it as well. And secondly, I would recommend that you use different ways to measure your growth other than revenue. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs look at their revenue as a measure of growth, and that's a good idea when you look at the long term. But when you look on a more short term, month to month basis, you know, I don't think that's a very good idea, because sometimes there are times where you need to step back to then leap forward, or sometimes you need to pivot your business, or you hit a plateau, or, you know, you're in a slower season. So I don't think that it's a good idea to measure your growth by your revenue, by looking at your revenue on a month-to-month basis. You can be growing, you can be significantly growing, but not yet seeing it in your revenue. That's why I don't recommend you do that on a month-to-month basis. What you can do is you can create process goals. You know, it's where you, the goal is the process. So, for example, right now I'm doing a launch, and my goals, even though I also have, you know, revenue goals, my main goals that I focus on is taking the actions that I need to take, taking the uncomfortable actions, you know. And every time I did that, I'm proud of myself. I celebrate myself. You know, that's a way to measure growth as well, by setting process goals. But there are other things, you know. You can look at how you did last year compared to this year. That is another way of measuring your growth, which is much more realistic than looking at last month, right? And there are other things you can celebrate, you know, mini milestones, small things, because big successes are made out of small milestones, moments where you got out of your comfort zone, you know, where you did it anywhere, where you set a boundary, where you raised your standards. You know, those things are things you need to see. You need to look at shifts you made, you know, that moment you disconnected your worthiness from your revenue goal, from your revenue, you know, that's what you want to celebrate. You want to look at. That's growth. That's progress also. And my last advice, and then I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode, is take the emotion out of it. This is one of the best, most helpful advices that I had in my career as an online entrepreneur. We can get so extremely emotional about things that happen, things that don't work, things that fail. Whatever it is, we take it personal, we get emotional about it. Don't take the emotion out of it. It's just a business. It's just a number. It's just something that had to work. It's a lesson learned. Try to be more rational about things and just look at the numbers and then take that information and adjust, adapt, but don't, you know, and improve it, but don't get into that roller coaster. For me, when I heard that advice and I saw how easy it was to apply it, things got easier. All right. Beautiful people, I hope this was valuable to you. And I want to thank you again so much for listening. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.